Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So he penetrates your cabinets.
The globalists are in grave danger. Their new world order is not going well. Humanity is waking up to them all over the planet. There are populist parties, nationalist parties, anti-World Economic Forum parties coming to power. The new conservative leader in Canada is completely anti-New World Order and just won the leadership of his party. If they held elections today, Justin Trudeau would be removed as the leader of Canada. But why is it so important that we're on the air? Why is it so important your backing of the few oases of truth and freedom? Because as things get worse and worse, as the New World Order comes out in the open, people are hungering for the truth more than ever, and the globalists know if we stay on air and others stay on air, we will dominate the culture war, we will win, they will go to prison. They will be defeated.
USA, hold on to the seatbelt. Rise against humanity. Your birth too is happening. OpenTheRace.com, we have all the research.
That's why it is critical, beyond critical, essential, that you continue in the face of censorship and everything that's going on by word of mouth, by text message, by email, by the side of your barn, the back of your car, calling you to talk radio, calling you to C-SPAN.
Frankly, what I'm focused on today is building the united front against what, and this is not hyperbole, what to me is U.S. fascism.
Let's chat with a few callers. John's up first out of Austin, Texas. Independent, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm listening to Mr. Mitchell here, and just as an American, and I'm wondering how it is that Trump is a cult and the Democratic Party is an occult when they've already instituted socialism, they've flirted with communism, and you talk about fascism. We can talk a lot about the Democratic Party and their neo-fascist views. So why is it that you want to bring the country together, yet you want to take this extreme side?
The Republican Party has been captured by a political cult. I don't use those words lightly.
Aligning to cult things. We can go back to Obama administration, but I would also go more recent history. You've got the Black Lives Matter, the Antifa siding with Democrats. The cities were burned down. People were murdered. It seems very cult-like. We've got the Biden administration with pharmaceutical companies spending billions of dollars, right, on vaccines that went from 100% efficacy to 40% efficacy, and they're making billions of dollars. We've had free speech taken away.
Plymouth, Michigan, this is Janice, line for Republicans. Good morning.
Good morning. Mr. Mitchell, there are none so blind as those who cannot see. Let me give you a little piece of advice. You will never succeed in your goal by insulting half the country and calling them fascists, racists, ultra-mega. So the political violence that you're talking about, that Republicans and ultra-megas are doing, it doesn't exist. It's a lie. It is a lie. There was political violence in our country in the summer of 2020.
Wherever you can be heard, know, whether it's by five people or 1,000 or 100,000 or 1,000,000, you're going to win the fight. Meanwhile, Democrat senator compares 9/11 terrorists to January 6th rioters.
The stunning thing to me is here we are 20 years later, and the attack on the symbol of our democracy was not coming from terrorists, but it came from literally insurgents attacking the Capitol on January 6th.
Some of those answers will come from Republicans. It's not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement.
What is a semi-fascist?
Most people in America know that it is not helpful to our country when we have people who are denying elections or trying to obstruct the outcome of an election.
We are seeing an emerging threat, of course, over the last several years of the domestic violent extremist, the individual here in the United States radicalized to violence by a foreign terrorist ideology, but also an ideology of hate, anti-government sentiment, false narratives propagated on online platforms, even personal grievances.
But they're going to start, though, with Alex Jones. Oh, we're just going to censor Alex Jones, and then Donald Trump, and then, well, everybody, and, well, now it's a social credit score through the banks that tracks what you buy and what you do. This is all being rolled out worldwide. It's here now. People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Number one book in the world, topping all charts, thanks to the people's hunger for the truth.
The New York Times, it's really a philosophical question. It's hard to answer directly. Let's see. How drunk was the guy you saw passed out in the men's room at a Packers game? How angry is Hillary Clinton at her husband? Well, the answer in all cases is very. Extremely. So thoroughly and so totally that it's hard to put into words. So instead of describing the dishonesty of the New York Times with conventional adjectives, we'll give you a specific example, because we think it tells you more. So last week, the paper told us that the best-selling book in the United States was a title called I'm Glad My Mom Died by a child actress called Jeanette McCurdy. But that was not true. That book was not the best-selling book in America. In fact, the best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. Jeanette McCurdy, whatever her merits, we have no idea, sold 34,686 copies of her book. So Alex Jones sold a lot more books. Alex Jones had the biggest book in the country. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. But Alex Jones is worse. He's a mental patient. No one listens to him. So they lied about his book. What else are they lying about? You wonder.
I am very honored and very blessed and very thankful to viewers and listeners and Steve Bannon and others that pushed The Great Reset and the War for the World, this book, to number one in the U.S. and in the top 10 in the world. And, of course, the New York Times suppressed that. It's now backfired, and the book is absolutely exploding.
Get your signed copy of the number one book in America, The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Available exclusively right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Thursday, September 15th, 2022. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have a huge guest who worked at Health and Human Services and was an advisor to President Trump, who warned him about Operation Warp Speed, and who witnessed Birx and Fauci and others bragging how they were setting Trump up for a fall. This is going to be a huge in-studio interview in 2 hours, or an hour and 50 minutes or so, at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And Jason Burmes is always loaded for bear, hosting the fourth hour ahead of Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. with the InfoWars War Room. Often imitated, but never duplicated. So that is coming up. All right. Here's what we've got, ladies and gentlemen. We've got so much we're going to be hitting today. We have Fauci again testifying before he leaves his office after 44 years, running the HIV attack, running so many other criminal operations. Fauci
completely lied to Congress again. It's incredible. And we're going to lay out how he lied to Congress. Not just on gain of function, but now saying that, well, he's not profiting from the shots, which isn't true. And plus, he wasn't involved in the decision of what injections to get emergency approval. Though he was in charge of the whole thing and had three different FDA boards removed until they finally got a board of picked criminals and or dupes. Give them benefit of the doubt, innocent until proven guilty, but we know they did it. We know they committed the crime against humanity. They had to replace three boards till they finally got a board that would vote unanimously to roll out these poison shots and their poison boosters. It's just insane. And more British Medical Journal reports and more New England Medical Journal reports, most prestigious groups out there, confirming 93 times to 102 times more likely to die or get sick or be hospitalized if you've had the shots. I mean, they really hit us with a chemical, biological, mutagenic weapon. They really did it. I mean, I just cannot believe the boldness of this. But they think you're stupid. They think I'm stupid. They think you can get away with it. So we've got a big stack I'm going to hit next segment on that. But let me tell you what else is coming up today. Not just Dr. Alexander, but something where the people are striking back with common sense. The governor of Texas finally doing something good. The governor DeSantis of Florida continuing to do great stuff. Are delivering illegal aliens to Kamala Harris's house. And also, that's Texas doing that, and to Martha's Vineyard, one of the most elite areas in the country where Barack Obama and all these other globalists have giant mansions at 1 foot above sea level. Like they're building bigger mansions, but they say we'll all be flooded. We'd all be underwater by 2016, 2018. But they build giant mansions in Hawaii and in Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. We have all that coming up. We have the show trial entering its third day in Connecticut. I'll be up there next week. The judge is saying, well, I'm going to sanction him once he gets here, once he's under my control, and explaining that I don't let him put on a defense because he didn't give us any documents. He cavalierly refused. Then they present the documents, everything we gave them, because we were innocent, because they didn't have a case. She now has to carry out this fraud. But across the legal community, people are just saying, my God, this is something worthy of Venezuela. This is unbelievable. We also have huge news dealing with Russia. And, I mean, this news is so dangerous and so out of control. I don't even know where to begin. They tried to kill Putin. It turns out a month ago, Ukraine's bragging. Russia confirms that Putin did survive an assassination attempt. They've killed a bunch of Russian generals, Alexander Dugin's daughter, a bunch of other journalists. And they've killed a bunch of other Russian leaders. So the globalists are in Russia assassinating people and car bombing them, shooting them, strangling them, poisoning them. I mean, we are at war with Russia on their border with high-tech weapons. And, yes, the Russians have put up a big fight, but, yeah, they're losing. And so what do Russians do when they lose? When they start losing, well, Russians get very coalescent hardline and they go crazy. And so this is a serious situation because it's not like Vietnam where we go and invade a country and you have questionable issues that are there. You can't like say, oh, Russia just invaded Ukraine because it's in Southeast Asia, 15,000 miles from America. Russia was born in Ukraine. More than half the population is Russian. So I'm not happy the Russians invaded. They got tricked to invade. I think it's a bad idea. I said that in February. I said, this is going to turn out bad. It's a trap. Putin's walked into a trap. Not even Russian media admits that. So this is a bad situation. But again, who's even crazier? The globalist that overthrew the Ukrainian government that was elected 8 years ago. George Soros on TV bragging they overthrew Russia or overthrew Ukraine, which is where you get the name Russia from. Like, take Belarus to the north of Ukraine and bordering Western Russia. What does Bela mean? Belarus. White. And that's because they, you know, Russians had red hair. They were founded by LaRus. But then they would call the people up north the white Russians. They had blonde hair, platinum hair. But it all started with this, quote the name, I'll quote it wrong, but basically Slav the Great, about 1,000 years ago, created what is the Russian culture in Ukraine, and then about 100 years later, the Muslims invaded, and Ukraine, which is the birthplace of the Russians, got overwhelmed and defeated and occupied for over 100 years. And then Moscow, which was this big tribe of Rus or Vikings who founded the area, they came in and annihilated the Muslims. And they also had a big contingent of Huns aiding them. And that's where you get Russia and then the unified system you have. So this is insane. And if you know the history, it's just completely crazy that we're involved in a Russian civil war. That's what the Ukrainian-Russian thing is. It's a civil war sparked by George Soros. They're trying to spark a revolution and a civil war here. And the globalists start the fire and then sit back and roast hot dogs over it. So we're going to hit all that. It's just so much today. But this Senator Paul confronting...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my
way. And Fauci, the little mass murdering eugenics criminal, part of the eugenics depopulation cult with Bill Gates.
I've had a few.
He's now being nailed down and caught lying to Congress yesterday. Here is the video.
Any of the guidelines for vaccines, you know, do any of the guidelines for vaccines from the government include previous infection as something to base your decision making on with vaccines? Do any of the guidelines involve previous infection? That's why you're ignoring previous infection, because it doesn't involve any of the guidelines. And furthermore, we've been asking you, and you refuse to answer, whether anybody on the vaccine committees gets royalties from the pharmaceutical companies. I asked you last time, and what was your response? We don't have to tell you.
Right.
We've demanded them through Freedom of Information Act, and what have you said? We're not going to tell you. But I tell you this, when we get in charge, we're going to change the rules, and you will have to divulge where you get your royalties from what companies, and if anybody on the committee has a conflict of interest, we're going to learn about it. I promise you that.
Mr. Chair, can I respond to that, please?
Right.
Okay, there are two aspects for what you said. You keep saying you approve, you do this, you do that. The committees that give the approval are FDA through their advisory committee. The committees that recommend are CDC through their advisory committee. And you keep saying, I'm the one that's approving a vaccine based on certain data. So I don't really understand, with all due respect, Senator.
You're the one that said you would not reveal, you would not reveal what company gave you royalties or what company gave the other scientists royalties.
Got to move on.
You told the committee.
Senator Paul,
Could I please answer that?
Briefly,
you keep asking committees. They're not my committees. They're the VRBPAC committee for the FDA and the ACIP for the CDC. So I don't have any idea what goes on.
And they won't reveal, as well as you won't reveal.
Now, what you saw is bigger than the poison shot, bigger than Fauci, bigger than Bill Gates. It's everything. I could teach a 4-year college course on that 1.5-minute clip. And why could I? Well, it would take years to explain it all. But ladies and gentlemen, he advised both the presidents. It's on record with the emails pre-COVID release in early 2020 that they were creating these exact viruses. Even the British Medical Journal came out yesterday. We have the article right here. I'll show it to you in a moment. And said, okay, we think it came out of the lab. Well, it's known. They scanned the virus. It's artificial. It's a chimeric. It's a mix. And they're specifically in there with Fauci running a program with Peter Daszak and NIH funding that under Obama, when he was heading up the NIH, got a bunch of exposure so they moved the illegal program from North Carolina Chapel Hill there. This is all came out 7 years ago. People ask, how'd you know all this? How'd Dr. Boyle know it all 2.5 years ago? Because it already happened. was already a major scandal we covered 7 years ago. So most people tune into news, tune out, they just kind of listen to the surface, and here's Fauci saying, I have nothing to do with this. You made the damn virus. And then he advises the presidents, and he's the main advisor to the NIH and to the CDC, and three boards. The first board wouldn't approve the experimental shot. Fired. The second board wouldn't approve under 16. Fired. The third board wouldn't approve the so-called booster shot, saying it would erase immunity and cause all sorts of serious problems. Fired. They have a fourth board that would approve whatever they were told. That monstrous little lying garden gnome ran the whole thing on record, and he sits up there and goes, I don't even know what gain of function is. I'm not involved. He ran conferences called gain of function. But he thinks you're stupid. You're not stupid. You're busy raising your family and working hard and paying all the taxes. I get it. But listen, you need to understand who this little monster, this piece of garbage is right here. Because Hitler did his killing out in the open. These guys are smart, and here's the rest of the story. I could talk again for 10 years on this. Literally. That's how the New World Order operates. It's plausible deniability. They put all their people in the different boards and the different agencies, and then they all point the fingers at each other and say nobody approved it. And so when it comes out they killed a bunch of people and have diseased a bunch of people and maimed a bunch of people, millions of people, and caused all these cancers and the rest of it, they just go, oh, well, it was approved by this, it was approved by that. But the truth is, three boards, one, two, three, in the first year and a half were removed until they got that fourth board. Remember we played the clip probably 50 times where the board head goes, well, we don't know what it's going to do, so we're just going to give it to the kids and see. And he starts laughing in the meeting. It's so funny. This is what makes me just see red. And he sits up there before Congress and lies to the world, and he thinks it's cute. He thinks it's funny because he thinks he is immune because they spread at globalist UN boards and WEF boards, and, oh, Klaus Schwab brags we've taken over half the governments of the world, and we've penetrated the cabinets, and then it's all his policies. But, oh, when it all comes out, oh, I don't run anything. I'm just a think tank. Same thing here. Oh, I didn't do it. The NIH and the CDC separately all approved an unapproved injection that their own scientists warned them, and the first board, the second board, and the third board, because each board got worse. They finally found a board that would do the experimental shot. Then they found a board that would give it to people under 16. Then they found a board that would push the damn boosters. And it was all on record. And it's all come out. So let me show you some of the headlines and back up what I was saying. Rand Paul to Fauci. I promise you the public will learn where you get your royalties from. It's on record he owns part of the patents. New Lancet report says COVID could have originated in the lab. Denmark bans COVID vaccines in under 50. Israel documents come out, and there's a new Canadian document that's now public where they said ivermectin totally works as a treatment 2 years ago, and they suppressed it. That's called mass murder. Ivermectin emails inside Public Health Agency of Canada. And it goes on. So if you're wondering what's happening, they've carried out their attack. They're testing to see if they can do another one, and now they're acting like they weren't part of it, and they're all blaming somebody else. Here is Jake Tapper, of all people, when we come back, on CNN, saying children shouldn't wear masks. Masks don't protect you, and it mentally hurts children. But you supported it the whole time. Now that the tide turned against you, now you act like the good guy on our side so you can beat us and attack us again. It's how men that beat women treat the women. It's the same abuser paradigm, and I'm not going to sit here and take these bullies anymore. We'll be right back.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, Green Fiber Capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time will have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up Green Fiber Capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
All right, 2 days ago, he was on a hunting trip early in the morning, stopped in to get breakfast at a Hardee's, and a bunch of FBI vehicles surrounded him. He's told that story. I'll recap, but he's got breaking news now on what's happening. He's being investigated for investigating election fraud. But I saw all these news of them finding stolen voting machines. The FBI wanted to come look at it. I guess if he was human smuggling across the border or shipping in fentanyl or doing a drag queen story time, it'd be okay. But because Mike Lindell is trying to have integrity and investigate election fraud, he is persona non grata. Because after all, Biden says the main terror threat is people questioning elections or lockdowns or forced inoculations or open borders. So what a time to be alive. Mike Lindell, obviously the icon from MyPillow.com and all the great work he's done promoting American freedom and liberty. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Alex. Yeah, it's been quite a couple of days, but I'll tell you, everybody,
There's a good silver lining here. Actually, Tucker talked about the machines the last two nights on Fox. Newsmax actually had me on, and Salem Media talked. So our conservative media that I've been bad-mouthing for over a year now, or over a year and a half, that won't have our voice when it comes to these machines getting rid of, or this election crime, the biggest crime in history, is finally getting talked about. And I did over 56 interviews the last 2 days. So the word is getting out where they were trying to suppress the word. And that is the silver lining.
So there's a big backfire that's happened.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you if you want, I'll break the news right now to your audience. This morning, after all this happened, and we can replay what happened or re-talk about what happened, I was on my phone with some of the best lawyers I have, which is Alan Dershowitz, Kurt Olson, Andrew Parker. We were on the phone for 2.5 hours this morning. I said, I want to be on the offense. What can we do here? This is insanity that they take my company phone that runs all these businesses and all my passwords. I can't do money wires, anything, because the passwords are on that phone. And here it is, everybody. We're suing the United States government. I'm suing them and the FBI. This is it broke my First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights, constitutional rights. We're not going to stand for in this country. They don't get to act like the Gestapo in Nazi Germany. Yeah, you know, Alex, when I told them, I mean, why don't you just come and bash my door down like you did all the people in Colorado, like Sharona Bishop? One of the FBIs from Colorado said, well, Sharona didn't open her door fast enough. I said, oh, 42 seconds wasn't fast enough for you, huh? So if you get your door bashed in, if the FBI knocks on your door, make sure that you do it under, that you answer the door under 41 seconds, or you're going to be paying for a whole new door on top of the FBI invading your privacy and attacking your family.
Well, the FBI already has been discredited, and it's not just the higher-ups now. It's throughout the structure. They've got special political units like the Commissars in Russia that come after people. They have just destroyed any credibility they've got. They are nothing but a deep state tool now.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
Tell us more about the details of the raid, and now they're saying they're computer crimes, computer theft.
Yeah, here's what happened, everybody. So I'm heading down, got up at 4 in the morning. My buddy and I headed down to Iowa, where I live in Minnesota. It's about a 2.5-hour drive. It was early duck season, teal. And we get 9 teal. Our limit, it would be 12 between the two of us. And I said, hey, I got to get back. I have this new platform, mystore.com, for all these USA products and these entrepreneurs. I was doing filming with a bunch of them that day. And I said, let's get going. And so we left early. We get into Mankato, Minnesota, and I said, let's quick go through a drive-through. And there was a Hardee's there, a Hardee's restaurant. We pulled in through the drive-through, got our food, and she said, some of it wasn't ready. She said, can you pull ahead a little bit? I'll bring the rest of your food out. So I pull ahead a little bit with my pickup, and here, this car pulls perpendicular right in front of us. And I said to my buddy, the guy's not looking at us. I said, this is weird. Something's going down. I actually said that. I mean, I've been around the block, okay? And this guy, another vehicle pulls up to his passenger side and locks us in there. And then I look in the rearview mirror, and one comes flying up the drive-through and blocks us in from the back. It's like a scene right out of a movie. And I go, I told my friend, now he's, and like I said, hold on, these are bad people. I open up the door, and I yell loud enough for people to hear me in the parking lot and maybe inside the restaurant. I said, what do you guys want, and who are you? What do you want? I mean, these are just regular beat-up cars, and they're not dressed. None of them had the FBI on or FBI thing on. And I said, he goes, we're with the FBI. And I said, I don't believe you. Show me your badges. And the one guy says, he showed me a badge, but I'm looking at it from afar. And I said, how about your badge? And he showed me his. And I said, you back there. I said, I still don't believe you. But I said, what do you want? He goes, well, he said, we want to talk to you. So we moved the cars apart. Or he moved the cars, and I pulled up over here, and they got me boxed in. All these agents get out. I guess it turns out they were from Colorado and Minnesota. And they come up to, they kind of circle me in there, and I get out, and they says, yeah, I said, well, what questions you got? I said, am I being arrested? They said, no. I said, well, then what do you want? And I said, you've been tracking me? I said, what do you, then I got kind of mad. I go, what, did you watch me go duck hunting this morning? I said, what is with you guys? They said, we want to ask you questions. And that's when I said, before we even got interested, well, why don't you just bash my door in like you do all the other people? That's when they said the Sharona Bishop thing that it, well, we wouldn't have bashed hers in, but she took too long to answer. And then we started asking questions, and, the first question they asked, Alex, was, they go, you have evidence up on your platform, frankspeech.com. You have evidence of what's inside a Dominion machine. Where did you get that evidence? They said, hello. I said, what do you think I've been doing for the last year and a half? I said, that particular piece so came right off the internet. You could all watch it yourself. And I said, and then he goes, then he asked me, he says, you fly your plane all over and you land in all these different states. And I said, he goes, what do you do all that for? What are you doing? I said, well, first of all, that's none of your business. I said, you're tracking my plane too? He goes, well, yeah, your tail number, anybody can do that. And I go, well, let me tell you something. As long as you ask, I've been flying around this country visiting attorney generals, secretary of states, crooked secretary of states, actually. I only found one that's decent. And I said, and legislatures and people, and I said, to get rid of these electronic computers and voting machines. And then he went into another question. He goes, when did you first meet Tina Peters? And I go, at the Cyber Symposium, you guys already know that? I said, I flew in from all over our country, cyber experts and people, people from around the country, politicians and stuff. And then I said, oh, you must be talking about the Dennis Montgomery terabytes that I own now, which is sitting, by the way, everybody, in Nevada, that the government has a gag order on. As soon as that judge lifts that, all this stuff goes away. 32 terabytes of the whole election of November 3rd to November 6th. That's what I think they're afraid of. But he goes, and then I said to him, I said, is this about January 6th? And they go, No, it's not about January 6th. I said, well, do you have other FBI guys that can tell that committee? I've tried to tell that charade that I want to come there, even though I wasn't there on January 6th. I want to bring the evidence there. I said, it's disgusting what they're doing. And then Alex, I said, you guys, you little FBI guys, do you guys realize that you FBI guys, I did a report from January 6th on June 26th of 2021, everybody, almost over a year ago. They did a six-month investigation into January 6th, and they said there's no collusion between Donald Trump and his supporters. That should have been it. But no, they put up this little January 6th charade, keep people in prison that haven't done anything, and it's disgusting. So this, you know, and then they finally go, well, we're going to take your phone. And I go, you ain't getting my phone. You're going to have to arrest me before you're getting my phone. And that was a whole nother fiasco.
Hold on. This is riveting, important, historic stuff. Mike Lindell, this is the mass purge. Democrats from Hillary Clinton to members of Congress are on TV saying we've got to, quote, kill the MAGA movement. We've got to ban their speech. We've got to, these people are like dictators in third world countries like Venezuela. This is so dangerous. Mike Lindell from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com is our guest. Please stay with us. This guy's a real patriot.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Salt-of-the-earth people like Mike Lindell. Like, I didn't even know Mike Lindell was a hunter. He's not like a lot of these fake conservatives that constantly show it on TV as some cred thing. I want to go duck hunting with Mike Lindell. I haven't been duck hunting in years. Used to do a lot of that. That's some great hunting up there where he's at. Arkansas is great as well. Many areas are great. Down by Houston is great. But so now they get to the point they want your phone, and you're saying you're going to have to arrest me. Please continue.
They go, we got an order here to take your phone. I said, you're not taking my phone. I said, this is my company phone. It's the only phone I have. And I said, I don't use a computer. I use this phone for everything. I track media, everything in real time. I said, I have passwords on here that have to do money wire. It runs my hearing aids. I have to have this for my hearing aids and everything else. And I said, for five different companies, my pillow, my store, Frank's Speech, and by Lindell Recovery Network, to help addicts. Anyway, I'm arguing. He goes, no. And I said, you're going to have to arrest me. I said, if I don't give you the phone, will you arrest me? And he goes, no, we're taking your phone. And I said, well, what? And then he gives me these papers here where there's a warrant for my phone, a seizure warrant, a search and seizure, whatever it is. And I said, well, I said, I don't believe that. I said, how do I know that's real? I said, I want to call my lawyer. And he says, no, you can't call a lawyer. And I said, what? I said, I am calling a lawyer. I'm not giving you this. And then I got very upset. And he goes, all right, go ahead and call your lawyer. So now I call my lawyer, and I get one of my lawyers on the phone, and he goes, the FBI guy tells him he has whatever he had for this search and seizure, this from a judge or whatever it was, and anyway, he goes, Mike, give him your phone. I said, it was one of these things where I'm hanging on my phone. I go, I'm not giving my phone. And it'd be the last thing I would ever give up. Well, he talks me into it. My lawyer does say, give him the phone. And I'm going, okay. Well, then they give me this sheet, Alex. This is this one here. They give me this sheet, and I'm going to read it to people. This is an official criminal investigation conducted by an agency of the United States and a federal grand jury in the District of Colorado. Now it goes on to say, we request that you do not disclose the existence of this subpoena for an indefinite period of time. Although the law does not require non-disclosure unless a court order is issued, we believe that the impact of you saying anything or disclosing could be detrimental to the investigation. I'm going, okay. Then it says, if you do not believe that you cannot comply with this request, in other words, keep your mouth shut, please notify the undersigned assistant United States attorney, Aaron Tietelbaum. And I said, okay, I'll notify old Aaron. Alex, I went on my show at 6 o'clock on Lindell TV at Frank's Beach, and I said, Aaron, if you're watching, I'm telling you now and letting you know, I'm telling the whole world what you corrupted with the FBI and came after citizens and doing what you're doing to our country. So I went public, as you know, and then it went everywhere. So, and finally,
well, Mike, I can't think of anybody who's more Americana than you, and you're a great American, and we love you, and they're persecuting all of us together, these massive drag nuts. They're panicking. They're trying to get ready to steal the next election in 54 days. I think you're dead on. They are scared of the proof of what you've discovered. Can you speak to that?
Yep. Yeah. Well, they're very worried, everybody, and I want everybody to know, I've had Dennis Montgomery's terabytes for the last year and a half, and there's a reason at the Cyber Symposium that we were advised not to put out the China thing and all the terabytes on the third day a year ago at the Cyber Symposium. So everybody at the Moment of Truth Summit, right on stage, we had the attorney up there, and he told you why we could not drop them at that time to the public. There's a government gag order on this information. I don't believe that will stop me from putting it out there, because now I own all this stuff, and I bought the different stuff, that patents that Dennis Montgomery has, and one of the smartest men I've ever known, by the way. And we filed it right on stage, Alex. It's sitting in Nevada. The case number is 3:06-CV-CAT-Victor-00056, everybody. You can go look it up, or you can go to DennisMontgomery.com and see that, oh, Dennis is real. He worked for the government. He made this thing called Hammer Scorecard for the government to steal elections, amongst other things, or that's what our government was going to do, spy on other elections around the world. But our government turned it on the United States, turned us on our own people, and now it's sitting. The government doesn't want you to see this, everybody. And that government is sitting down there. If that judge releases this to the public, if they release this to the public, it's over, everybody.
All right, so Mike, they're definitely scared of you. They're trying to shut you down. They're trying to shut me down. So the listeners, the viewers, Mike Lindell, Alex Jones are all in a symbiotic defense pack here. You need money to keep your employees hired and fighting and the great job you're doing. We need funds. You've been a big sponsor. People can go to any of your big sites and at checkout get up to 60% discounts on hundreds of amazing items, and not just your items, but all these other Made in American companies. Tell people, not just about MyPillow.com, promo code Alex at checkout for giant savings, so you can also sponsor us. We really appreciate it, but your new website as well.
Yeah, at MyPillow.com, everybody, we put everything on there. When we were canceled, like Walmart, you can get the pillows for $19.88, the standard size, using that promo code Alex. The slippers there, $49.98, and the sandals as low as $19.98. We passed all that savings on to you. We need the support right now about of everything. There you have our towel sets, all these things that are on there. These are the MyPillow.com. Using that promo code, Alex, you get the biggest discounts in the country. We have mattress systems. I have my own mattresses I developed, 100% made in the USA.
And the prices are 100% made in the USA, already incredible pricing, and it funds the InfoWar. And you've got a new site you've launched as well.
New site, you guys. This is what the FBI prevented me from by doing all that stuff, Mankato. I couldn't get to these entrepreneurs. This new site is mystore.com, everybody, and it is for entrepreneurs and USA-made products. Every good entrepreneur has a story. One of the things we went on there is this family-owned business, the My Coffee. This is the best coffee you will ever have in your life. And as you go down here, these are all entrepreneurs. You see behind me, Vanessa, the paintings. You see, there's the coffee. You guys, it is the best coffee in history. There's nothing better. And you can get this as a family-owned business. They have fields in Honduras. It goes from the fields to the cup. They micromanage every part of this coffee. There's nothing better.
MyStore.com. Get big discounts with promo code ALEX. That keeps us on air. It keeps you fighting. You're the man in the arena. People ask us to fight tyranny. They ask men and women to stand up. We're doing it because we love liberty. We're not trying to be heroes, but we have a burning desire for liberty and justice. We don't want to be controlled or enslaved. And you're one of the main leaders out there. They attack, they demonize, they make fun of. But I mean, I'm just telling you, Mike Lindell, we love you and we appreciate you. MyStore.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. That way we get some support as well. In closing, what else do you want to add?
Well, you know, everybody, yes, we do need support. And my employees and all the entrepreneurs, really thank you. All these products, USA made on mystore.com, it's a safe platform in lieu of Amazon, where your products get copied by China, and or you go on Zuckerberg's Facebook and they get copied all these places. It's a safe platform for these entrepreneurs and these USA made products. And I want to work with you.
I want to put our products on mystore.com. Can we do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Get them up there anytime you want. Give me a holler. Because I'll tell you what, everybody, your support out there of my store and my pillow, it enables me to go out there and keep putting tens of millions of dollars. I've got over $35 million into this fight.
Oh, when the FBI asked why you're flying around, I've never seen so much energy. You're every couple of days you're giving speeches, you're funding research, you're just all over the map. And we're taking on Soros, the New World Order, folks. That's why you want us in the field. You want action. You want results. You're getting it with Mike Lindell and Alex Jones. MyStore.com. MyStore.com or MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex. Mike, you got to join us again soon. But Godspeed and thank you so much. 30-second closing comment.
Well, thanks, everybody. And I want everybody to keep the faith. God's had his hand in all of this. Everything, we're going to look back and we're going to say everything had to happen just the way it happened to get to this great place you're going. I want everybody, courage is contagious, stay courageous, and I'll tell you what, everybody pray for our judges. Pray for our judges and our sheriffs. Sheriffs have the power in your county to get rid of these machines, and the judges need to quit kicking stuff out to standing. Tell these judges, pray that they actually be the judges they need to be and actually make decisions rather than say, I don't want to look at it because they're in fear. Thank you all. God bless. And thank you, Alex, for having me on. And keep the faith. You're doing a great job.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.